If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
So you may remember that last year sometime we had ruling by, in fact, a few people went to court, a few political parties went to court, taking Eskom to court. What they wanted was an exemption of certain institutions not to be load shed. You may remember that. Now, Eskom wants to appeal that. There are the other respondents as well, including the president. And so Musima Imane, is, if you remember, is one of the people that actually took Eskom to court, as well as the minister. Busa leader Musima Imane is on the line with us this evening. Thank you very much for your time, Mr. Imane. Good evening and welcome.
Good evening and good evening to fellow South Africans. Thank you so much for having me.
Sure. Are you disappointed that the utility has decided now to appeal the court ruling that actually did say that they should exempt specialized organizations and institutions as you had applied to the court before?
I'd hope that finally we would meet our obligations, because at the end of the day, this issue at its core says if you reduce demand, you can keep a grid stable. And therefore, I'm grateful that this, rather than time wasting and lodging appeals, what we ought to have done is actually complied with the court order that was set to be complied with by the 31st of January this year. And now that you've got a government that simply is playing court games, if you like, we are now stuck in a situation where, even as we speak today, I think we might be on stage two load shedding. I think we could have been out of this pathway of stage two had we actually invested significantly on rooftop augmentation, where you put solar panels so that schools, hospitals and clinics don't have to have power cuts, and you reduce demand and you make sure kids can go to school, hospitals can work, and that people can find safety. This is straightforward, and I'm baffled why we have a government that simply can't figure out that if it provided the budget adjudication to achieve that, we would be having a different conversation today.
I just want to take everybody back, because you were asking, for instance, for hospitals, clinics, schools, police stations, and I don't know if I've left anything else, Mr. Maimani.
No, that is exactly it. All we ask for, and if you'll remember in our original court submissions, we had to list the number of hospitals that were without alternative energy.
Yes.
We had to look at the fact that police stations have got rooftop and real estate across the country upon which its rooftops can be used for the augmentation of energy, and ultimately schools. Because, you know, we can't, the reality of it is that those who are wealthy in this country are able to get themselves off the load shedding schedule. They're able to, schools in quintile five, who are the most high fee paying schools, are now in this process getting their schools to be off the grid. Now, if that is so, for why should the privilege of not being in load shed be a right only reserved for the wealthy? It ought to be a right reserved for everybody, particularly in the provision of their services. And I think we mustn't lose track of the fact that a woman gets raped, goes to a police station. That police station, once it's been load shed, is incapable of processing that statement, let alone receive and investigate the crime. So I think we put our citizens at social and health risk. And our court argument was that the government, by having load shedding, is violating not only the right to economic prosperity, but the right for other services like health, education and safety.
There are two things that they're arguing here. They're saying, number one, you're going to be disrupting the Energy Action Plan. We've been seeing that action plan briefing every single week now for some time with the new Minister of Electricity. There are also 20 respondents, and I'm supposing the reason there are 20 respondents here is to back the argument that there isn't money in this government's fiscus right now to do what it's supposed to do. Do you buy that argument?
I think it's a rubbish argument. It's got very little to do with money but political will. And my view is this, is that in fact, I think the government wants load shedding. I actually think the government benefits from load shedding in this way, is that it's able to adjudicate in the very said Energy Action Plan, it's able to adjudicate bid windows and allocate them to politically connected people. It's able to make sure that those who are selling coal or diesel to Eskom continue to benefit, and that the coal moving truck tracks are able to benefit. Mm. So this has got nothing to do with the benefit of the South Africans. It's got everything to do with the benefit of a corrupt government. And what we need to free ourselves from that, and one of the ways is to vote. But ultimately, let's get a plan that doesn't rely on the fact that there must only be an increase in supply, but let's also get a plan that says there must be a reduction in demand. And using that judgment to be able to put solar panels on rooftops for all the institutions I've listed is a crucial exercise in the reduction of demand.
Well, the allegations of corruption are quite serious, Mr. Maimane. I mean, I know that you've gone this route and we are now waiting. There's an appeal now that's looming. What are your options? We don't really have much time with this particular government.
Well, the reality of it is that when even a donation was made by the Chinese government, we said use it for that purpose. But we'll continue to fight, and hopefully the courts will be able to hear it, because at this point in time, I really feel that this is now delinquent litigation. It's at a point where the government with deep pockets is fighting against applicants who don't, like ourselves, who don't have a lot of money, and they know that they can keep delaying this case over and over again over a long period of time. I want to warn South Africans that at the end of the day, the 29th of May is the day we put a referendum on this government and say, if we want the lights on, we need a new government.
Musalida Musi Maimane, thank you so much for your time.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.